Yes, it is the Easter edition with the Block this Thursday, March 28. Steve Blocker Roach, good morning to you, champion. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning to you. I am never felt better. I'm on fire. I'm ready to go.
Oh, geez.
What do you got for me?
Nothing. I was wondering what you might have for me in terms of...
Opportunities.
Yes.
Well, there might be an opportunity knocking, but I don't know whether it'll be, it won't be a paid gig, it's going to be a love gig. To try and
I don't call that an opportunity.
Talk to Pup.
I'm away, I'm sorry. What month is it? Don't know, but I'm away.
It is an opportunity. And when I explain this to you, Pup,
I'm in.
I think you're going to get on board.
I'm in already.
I think we're thinking about doing a Tigers walk down Glover Street and Mary Street. And having a band there at Leichhardt Oval on a day off and have a sing-along and have all the fans there because they're trying to close my beloved Leichhardt. Mate, do they understand what it means to families and the fans? Have you ever walked down those streets before a game?
I heard you talk passionately, and Benny,
yes,
last night, Benny Elias, on NRL 360. And for someone that hasn't played a lot of football at Leichhardt,
I look at it from an outsider. But you do understand playing there, don't you?
Yeah, most definitely. It creates a great atmosphere, not for the opposition, but certainly the home team.
The home team, yeah.
Can you just explain to our listeners why you are so passionate about not moving away from one of the spiritual homes of the West Tigers?
Okay, let me just, and I've got to write things down now because I get too passionate about it and I lose my track and train of thought because I get a little bit angry. And I shouldn't. I'm old enough now to calm my nerves and do all that sort of stuff.
No, but I love you when you're passionate.
Let me tell you. Like, at the moment, it's the worst house on the best street. I'll ask you guys, have you ever been to a place that's in a position better than Leichhardt Oval in any sporting place you've ever been to? You think about it. It overlooks the harbour, right? Overlooks Des Moines and all that sort of stuff. It's up on a hill. Mate, look, I'm the first to admit that it needs work. 100%. Right? But is rugby league all about, you know, caviar and bloody, you know, champagne and all that sort of stuff? I know there's a place in for all that, but there is also a place for families and people. Did you see, I don't know if you saw last week on the hill, did you see the hill? Mate, it was all packed, jam-packed of families. Right, even my brother-in-laws, they're all Tiger supporters. All them, their daughters, right? So they all went. They were all at the Orange Grove Hotel having a beer before. Mate's packed, and then all of a sudden, it's a bit like if you've never done the walk, because they call it the Tiger's Walk, right? Behind the ground, and if you've never done it before, you've got to do it because it's a lot like the Viking Clap. That's synonymous with the Canberra Raiders now. Right, so I don't know if anyone's never done that, they've got to do it. And you know, there's so many supporters, mate. You know, we go all over the place, all of us, right? There's so many Tiger supporters out there. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the West Magpies. I wish them well. I hope they do well too. Right, I'm just talking about the eighth wonder of the world at Leichhardt. Now, if they did it up and did a job, I'm not saying make it all golden, you know, basins and stuff like that. I'm talking about doing it up so people can enjoy it. The other thing about Leichhardt Oval is it's not just the NRL. Mate, people play soccer there. They play rugby union there.
Yep.
Mate, it's a community-based place. And, you know, I reckon they've got to do something. And, mate, there's little plans in motion now to do a big walk. To do that walk with all the fans and all that sort of stuff, and try and save it.
So the walk is a protest? Is it to raise awareness?
Well, not
is
a protest, it... just a support. You know, I suppose it's just copying off what South did, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there was a lot of Balmain people when South marched that marched with them. I reckon there's be a lot of people that will march. Or come for the walk or the day or whatever it is that aren't Balmain supporters or West Tiger supporters.
Just footy fans.
Can
I ask, Bob, with the joint venture, what's the ideal scenario in terms of where you play? Is it the right model at the moment, 5 Leichhardt, 5 Campbelltown, 2 Combank Stadium or country or wherever?
It depends on what depends on what your gender is. It depends on whether they want to have the champagne and all the caviar and the beautiful ground and all that sort of stuff. If that was the case, you'd try and do a deal with Combat Stadium. Mm. If that was the case, or you'd try and do it out at Homebush. Is that Acor Stadium now? They changed the name so much. I forget. Yep. Acor Stadium. Yep. If you wanted that, but mate, suburban grounds. And Lodge, you mentioned before about playing at Leichhardt. Mate, I was talking to Willie Mason, had never played at Leichhardt when he was playing. And Willie said to me one day, now I know what you blokes are talking about. Mm. He played there. Because the fans, you can almost reach out and touch the players. And I think that closeness and the hill and the family feel to it. You know, there was a couple of little scuffles on the hill last week. And guess what they highlighted? A couple of little scuffles on the hill.
But there's a scuffle at the scuffles
everywhere.
Well.
Scuffles everywhere.
Yeah. The other thing that I wasn't aware of, and I heard you talk last night about, and it sort of blew me away, was the fact that you're going to the game on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
But you're going as an invited guest.
Of Parramatta.
Of Parramatta, yeah. Mm. Have you ever been invited to West Tigers
Not really, mate.
Games?
No.
Well, how does that make you feel?
Well, mate, it makes me feel terrible. But, mate, what happened was, right, and I explained it last night for those who didn't hear it. And, mate, Western Suburbs Magpies have been going for 100 years, right? So I'm not leaving them out, right? And then the Balmain Tigers have been going for 100 years. And then you had this new club, the West Tigers, that were formed. We were told that young kids growing up now, or young kids, will follow the West Tigers and Benji and all that. That's fine. I reckon that's unbelievable. Good on you. I follow Benji and Robbie and all them too. I loved it when they won in 2005. But what happened was, in my opinion, they discarded 200 years of heritage.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't do that. Mm. Could you imagine how you'd feel, Laurie? Just say Canberra Raiders had a takeover or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, Laurie Daly, Mal Meninga, you know, all those sort of guys are not even thought of.
No. Well, that's one thing that our club do very well. They include you everything that is going on.
And but you're not amalgamated.
No,
see, so.
that's exactly right. And it must be difficult for players, ex-players, to feel a part of it when you're not included in things.
Just hear me out just here, just one second. The 16,000 at Leichhardt Oval last week isn't the same 16,000 that goes to Campbelltown.
No.
So say Campbelltown had a crowd of 16,000. It's not the same crowd that goes to Leichhardt. It's a whole different game. Mm. If you look at it, I'm not 100% sure, but I think between Leichhardt Oval and Campbelltown, I think it's about 60 kilometres.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's massive. And then they're talking about, oh, well, you know, we might build a ground out at Liverpool. What for?
Yeah.
You already got two grounds. Do them up. And the other one too is, you know, and a lot of people have been saying, I've been saying it for ages, Penrith, good on you. I'm glad you got your 300 million. How about copping 200 and giving 50 mil to two other clubs so they can do that? And then you do three grounds up.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Block, because I don't know how the West Tigers go about it, because I hear you guys passionately talking about Leichhardt.
Yeah.
And I'd reckon that a lot of West ex-players would be wanting to...
100%. I'm not leaving them out, you know. I'm only talking on behalf of what we believe. And, mate, I'd get on board with them too if they, you know, if they were thinking about doing something, we'd try and get on board with them. 100%. But we're talking about the eighth wonder of the world.
Well, at least on the field, what a performance. The Benji era's first win. Yeah. What did you make of them? And what have you noticed, the sort of subtle things that Benji's put in?
I'll tell you, first off, the thing that I notice is what a leader Appy Coruscant is.
Oh, good player.
Good player, isn't he?
But not only that, like he was crook all week. That's and right. then come out and put a performance on like that. What have I noticed? The biggest thing I noticed about the week before when they played the Canberra Raiders, I thought, and Laurie and I were talking about it last week, I thought their ruck was ordinary. I thought in this game they dominated in the ruck. Mm. So that, to me, was the difference in the game. I know they scored plenty of points, but they kept the opposition to zero, who's not a bad side, the Sharks, too. You know, and I don't know whether they underestimated them or it was the Leichhardt factor or whatever it was. But the thing that really stood out to me was The West Tigers had scored. They went to a shot in the box of Benji Marshall. Now, everyone in the box was jumping around, yahooing and carrying on. Benji was just sitting there nice, calm, meek, mild, mannered. Mm. And I thought, you know, my first thought was, you know what? He expects this from him. This isn't something that he's going to jump around out of the ordinary. This is what he expects. This is what they train for all off-season. From all reports, when you talk to the players, I talked to a few of the players, mate, they reckon he's unbelievable. An unbelievable, personable person, one-on-one. Mm. And I reckon a lot of coaching, you know, Lozo, I don't know if you're the same as me, mate, if I went in a shed at halftime when I was playing 100 years ago, blokes could wax on lyrical coaches for 10 minutes. I didn't hear a word they said. Mm. But if they said to me, mate, listen, I need you to blah, 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 if it was one-on-one, they got more reaction than, you know, than blokes talking for 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Well, these days it's a coaching staff. That's the way they 100%. Set it up. So you're, as a coach back in when we were playing, you didn't have a lot of assistants. Mm. The assistants do a lot of the technical work.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there doing, tackle, pass, run, lines, all those type of things. Whereas the coach oversees it all and has input here and there and direct feedback to the player. So man management skill is so important.
Hmm.
And giving honest, direct feedback and the way you do that is more important, I believe, than what the X's and O's are because you've got other people that can do that. Hmm. But if you're a good man manager, you'll certainly get the best out in players.
What about South? If you're the coach of South, what would you be doing, Block?
Well, yeah, mate, it's a tough time for them, isn't it? South Sydney side. Look, do you know what I'd be doing, mate? Whenever, I don't know if they still do this, Loz, and I reckon you would have done it, and I reckon, Clarky, you would have done it in cricket. A lot of times, it's like self-analysing your performances with your team. There's a lot of times when we were going bad, and all of a sudden, righto, no coaches, no nothing. Let's go out and let's have an honesty thing with each other. I reckon that can turn things around. Maybe they need to have a good long hard look at themselves. Hmm. There is rumours that Sam Burgess might come back. I keep hearing it.
Hasn't taken long.
Hey? No. Well, I keep hearing it. You know what I mean?
I don't think he'd come back under the current regime.
Don't you?
Based on how he left last year.
It depends.
I think there'd have to be a fair bit of change at that club, both player and personnel.
It depends what your goal is. It depends what he wants to do. You know what I mean? So he's having success over there at Warrington. Mm. I'm always a great fan. If you want to be a first grade coach eventually down the track, you've got to go away and have your own team, probably not in first grade. You know what I mean? And then come back.
I agree with you, Block. As a coach, I think you need your own team.
Yeah. You've got to run the whole thing.
Rather than being an assistant. I think that's a better pathway for you. But sometimes beggars can't be choosers. If an opportunity arises, you've got to take it.
But a South's going to come good, or is the pressure going to really start to mount on them? I didn't mind what the Bulldogs did last week at Belmore. Mate, they're no shoe-ins to win South.
No, it's an interesting game, isn't it? If South lose this... Jeez.
Well, you know how the news cycle works. If South win this game, they're back and the attention and the focus is all of a sudden off them and they're trying to find another angle on some other team.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important
for
South.
So the Tigers...
That's why it's so important for South.
The narrative will be if the Tigers get beat by Parramatta on Monday, it was only a flash in the pan. One hot day doesn't make a summer. That's what they'll say.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's why we love it, because we all got an opinion and we all can take different angles on how it's going to unfold.
We start tonight at Allianz Stadium. The Roosters up against Penrith with Sam Walker and Luke Keary. Good to go in the halves. Brad Schneider comes in for Nathan Cleary. And the market with Tab, well, we have the Roosters. It's flipped on its head with the Nathan Cleary news, of course. The Roosters, $1.52. The Panthers, $2.55. Plus 5.5 of the premiers at the line. And M. Geyer.
Maverick.
Set to debut for the Panthers.
How good is it? I hope he's as wild as his old man.
No, we don't.
Yes, I do. I do.
No, we don't.
Mental as anything.
Did he ever get you?
Oh, MG.
Oh, he would have tried, for sure. Yeah, no doubt.
Mm.
Mate. And then,
keep away from that.
Then after the game, one of the great G-ups of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I just loved the G-up.
It's a great play, MG.
Oh, no.
Trying to decapitate people.
Mate, his go was, like, I remember on the 1990 Kangaroo Tour when, everyone was sort of leaving. And people that he didn't have much to do with on the tour, yeah, there's one in particular.
Yes.
He sort of went up to him and gave him the big hug, mate, I'm going to miss you and all that, you know. Give him the big spiel, and as he's doing that, give him a cuddle. He's looking at all the other group going, what about this one? Behind his back.
Yeah, I never really got over that lot. Yeah.
Funny man.
Good man.
Anyway, what are we doing, Bok?
Who wins?
Mate, I'm going to go for the Roosters purely because Cleary's out, but, mate, it'll be a close game. I love the Roosters' outside backs. Wow. Can't they attack? Second in the comp at the moment. They've lost their last eight against Penrith. Can you believe that? What about that for having a wood on a side? Mm. But Dom Young, mate, gee, I love him in the open. I've backed him this week to score. Anyway, I'm allowed to say that, but anyway, I have. I think, you know, if the Roosters are going to win, it's going to be now. I think it's their time. I think the Roosters will beat Penrith this weekend.
I think it'll be a tight game. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring affair. I reckon Keary will get a workout off Liam Martin. But I just think the Roosters are playing some really good footy at this stage. And without Nathan Cleary, I like young Snyder. I think he'll be good. But the Roosters for mine at home to get the job done.
Panthers for me.
Roosters 13 plus.
What? 13 plus?
Yeah, nuts, isn't it?
This is three-time premiers.
Yeah, I know. It's disrespectful. This business is all about profit, though, Block.
You're putting your hard earn on? You're maybe. Fat? You're lovely?
It's Easter.
What's that got to do with it?
Not much.
Stick a couple of eggs on it.
Yeah, it's a couple of chalky eggs. Yeah, good. I hate that they're hollow.